Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Thursday the 21st of January. Great day to be alive. Still kind of wet out here in the bay.
Yeah, because it's approximately 3 minutes after the last podcast.
Exactly. So, still wet. You know there was tornado warnings in LA today?
I did because you told me that earlier, but I did not prior to you informing me.
That's crazy to me.
Did you hear the thunder and lightning?
Yeah, they had to
close. That was way intense.
They had to close the pool at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness today. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it was quite loud, and I went and got a Safeway sandwich, which are delicious, by the way.
Safeway's the, you know, the regional grocery store.
And as I was in there, I was waiting in line because there was a person ahead of me, and I was watching. It was, like, for 5 minutes, just, like,
peeing pouring, rain. Yeah.
Like, just dumping down rainwater. And I was like, wow, so glad I made it in here before that happened.
Right.
And then right by the time I got out there, it was like drizzling a little bit. I was like, sweet, totally bypassed all that.
That's good.
I like rain.
I do too. I think in California, you needed it. We hadn't been getting a lot of rain, and at least in LA, we had the water warnings and all that junk. So I'm glad that we actually got rain.
You care way too much about other people. I just like rain because it sounds cool.
Oh, it's nice. But I'm just talking about in general because, I mean, if we don't get rain, then fires risk increases. I don't get to drink as much water. I don't get to, you know, take as long of showers, et cetera, et cetera.
Very true.
So,
what's your favorite thing to do in the rain?
Make out under an umbrella. I love that.
That's so romantic of you.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
I was going to say drive through puddles and get people wet.
That's always fun.
That is a blast. Because we have a mutual friend that, like, literally in a weird, like, erotic way, liked jumping in puddles. Brianna.
Oh, really?
She loved jumping in puddles. In a really odd way. Like, it did something to her mentally and physically.
I can just picture that. That's really funny.
Like, she had rain boots and everything, and when it rained, you would just see her run out the front door in her boots, like, ready to go. And you're just like, really? Calm down. But I do enjoy, like, seeing a puddle and driving through and splashing water everywhere.
When I used to drive a truck. I loved driving. Like, that was one of my favorite things to do. Loved it. But I am mini now, and I'm not 100% sure as to its capacity for taking puddles. Yeah. So
I saw the large puddles.
The large ones. Because Tyler and I went to get coffee.
I'm talking enough water that can fill one of the mini pools.
Right.
Large puddles.
Right.
That was a giant puddle.
Yeah, so I decided to avoid it.
It was more of a flood area.
Yep.
So. Okay. What's today's topic?
Today we are talking about lifting tempo. So
what is that, Keon?
So that means how long it takes to lift a weight and lower a weight.
Okay.
And how it can produce different results for you. And why you would choose one tempo over another tempo.
Okay.
And so this is going to include a little bit of kinesiology, which is the study of the body and movement.
Yay.
So I'm going to give you a quick 20-second overview of the muscle types of muscle contractions.
Go.
We have concentric. So if you're picturing a bicep curl, concentric, that's a lifting phase. That's the quote-unquote positive phase, where the weight is moving towards the midline of the body. So the bicep curl, that's you from the bottom of the motion up to the top, towards your shoulder, okay?
From 180 to zero.
180 to totally curled, right?
Yeah.
The lowering phase, so picture that same bicep curl. On the lowering phase, that's the eccentric motion. So that's when the muscle's elongating, right? So
that'd be the zero to 180.
Right. So that would be the lowering portion of the bicep curl. Or the lowering portion of a squat, because that would mean your quadriceps are lengthening, right?
Yes.
Next off, the one that a lot of people forget about is the isometric contraction. So that's a holding. So if I were to curl up to, doing a bicep curl, curl up to parallel to the floor and hold it.
190.
That'd be
90.
Yep. That would be an isometric because I'm just holding the weight there. So the muscle is stopped during a contraction. So those are the three kinds of muscle contractions that you can have. And that's what you kind of need to know before going into muscle tempo. So if you hear concentric, that's the lifting phase, eccentric, lowering phase, isometric, holding phase. Okay? So one more example, push-up, starting in the top position, lowering yourself to the ground, eccentric, pushing up, concentric, holding at the top, isometric.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Good.
Spectacular.
All right, so Tyler, what lifting tempo do you use typically?
I go with breathing. Does that make sense?
Yes, explain that more though. Because I understand
sense
that.
Of, I wanted to make sure that you understood where I was going with it. I do my lifting to my breathing regular pace kind of a concept. So in that, I'm going to stick with bicep curl because I think it's an easy visual.
Right.
For most people, especially listening, you can just move your arm and sterilize it.
Especially if you're driving because... You can actually move it while you're driving as opposed to a leg press or a squat.
You then you would, exhale or nothing.
Or you would either drive real fast or not at all.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
So in the bicep curl, I go to the breathing and exhaling and inhaling. So it's like inhale, exhale, up.
But here's the thing.
Down.
I can breathe real slow. I can go.
But what I said is like in a... My regular heart rate. Does that make? Are you just trying to make noises now?
No, that was me. That was a whole breath cycle for me.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I guess you would say it's then like a two count. If you really want to talk about it,
okay.
Like
so
1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
Right.
It's not fast, but it's not slow.
Okay.
Like it's conscious.
Right.
That makes sense in my head.
No, so it's just, so it would be start the movement now, and at the top of the movement, and then I'm at the bottom of the movement.
Yeah, so I guess it would be a two count each way.
Two count, okay. So that's pretty much your standard, in my mind, your standard lifting tempo, a 2-0-2. So that means you're lifting for 2 seconds, pausing for 0 seconds, and lowering for 2 seconds as well. And that's what most people, go by. So...
I see a lot of people, though, at the gym lately, it seems to be like a one.
Yeah. So it's 1-1-1-1-1-1. Yeah. One. And that can be good for certain exercises, but as we'll discover right now, probably not the best for most people.
Yeah.
The faster the count, typically the more power you're developing for that movement, right? So I would say 1 counts are good for like a power clean. Where you have to do a really fast movement. Yep. You actually should be lifting the weight under a second. And that's going to develop the explosiveness of that muscle.
Oh, yeah.
But it might not be the best for developing. Because most people, let's not lie, work out so that they can look good naked.
Yes.
And that kind of lifting may not be the best for developing, growing the muscle larger, and shaping the muscle. It might grow the muscle larger, but it might not shape it as well.
Okay.
So that's why I say, I like total body movements. I like the power clean. I like power development, but for most people, probably not the best.
Yeah, there's something about it that just, it kind of reminds me of, do you remember those, it was a tag team in the WWF, the Bash Brothers, like the mush, like they were like white trash and they used to wear like army fatigues or overalls.
Yeah.
And they would come in like with their arms over their head.
Uh-huh.
Like, it just kind of gives me off that vibe, where it's just like, I'm not smart, I'm a robot, da 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 da, like, really, really fast movement, and bicep curls. I get with the, cleans and stuff like that, like, you have to do that motion fast or else it's literally almost physically impossible.
Right.
Like, try and take 5 seconds to do a clean.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Not gonna
happen. There's no way you can do it.
Unless I do really, really lightweight.
Yeah.
Which kind of tags on to... why we would do a long sessioned curl. Let's just or a long sessioned concentric and a long sessioned eccentric. So with the long sessioned or the longer count, I mean, do you ever do those?
Sometimes. I kind of do it. I'll usually do it the first set.
Uh-huh.
Or, like a 5 rep of it just to kind of warm up. Stretch out the muscle a little bit, doing a lower weight, just kind of to get my body used to it. Also, it's kind of, you were saying this yesterday, that in the sense of you'll put a weight up, and if you can do it easily, you know it's a good day, continue on. If you can't, you know, just stay at that weight. It's kind of that concept where it's my judging phase.
Okay. Yeah, I've used it for that as well. I like using them for a burnout set as well. So, you know the 21, right?
Yeah.
Bicep curl. So 21 is when you do 7 short arm bicep curls, so from 180 to 90 degrees, and then you do 90 to 0 degrees, and you do 7 full curls as well. So it's 21s. I like doing those really slow because there's a theory, it's called time under tension. The longer the muscle is under tension, the more blood that's going to get sent to that area, and theoretically, the more hypertrophy or muscle growth that you're going to get to that area. So the downside to that is you can't, like you were saying, do as much weight with a slow curl, and you can't typically do as many repetitions.
Yeah.
Because you're lifting for such a long time. Your
muscles tire out.
Exactly. They're losing energy. So you don't have as much time. But they're good for like a warm-up, and they're good for a burnout set. What other lifting tempos are there?
I've heard, like, there's the, how do they call it? Like, I guess it would be 2-3-2.
So,
in the sense of it takes 2 seconds to get to the, like, let's go with, keep with the curl. Or, like, let's go shoulder press. Shoulder press is easier to show this. It takes you 2 seconds to lift it above your head.
Uh-huh.
You hold it there for 3 seconds, and then you lower it.
Interesting.
Like, it's the holds.
Right.
Where, or, you know, like squats, you get halfway through, hold it, then go back down.
Right.
The hold tempos, I don't do those often.
They're good. The whole theory, I mean, as far as I know, is that you starve the muscle from energy because blood can't get to a contracted muscle as easily. So you're starving that muscle from energy, and then you're sending more blood in on the concentric. So it's... I mean, it could be good, but I don't use it frequently ever.
Like, I don't know, I find it awkward.
Yeah.
And just not, it doesn't flow as well for me.
Absolutely, I completely agree. There's also the one up and then 5 down. So it's a quick concentric and a slow eccentric. And the theory behind that one is that the lowering phase of the lift is better at developing hypertrophy, so bigger muscle as well as strength. So, because we can lift with the eccentric up to 120% more than we can lift concentrically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So because, I mean, the lowering phase, like, think about it. Think about any old school fight scene with a sword. You know, like, if someone's, like, lowering a knife to the throat, like, the person's slowing it down, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that action. It's like, I can't push it up, but since there's that much load coming on my hand, I can slowly lower it down. So I'm at like 120% of my overall contraction. Yeah.
That does make sense.
Okay. So we can lower more than we can lift. So one popular one I've seen in a lot of magazines as of late is the two-legged hamstring curl. So you curl up with both legs on the hamstring curl and then only allow one leg to take it down.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's one way you can do it. That's a way you can increase the... amount of weight on a given muscle. And that's a more advanced lifting technique I wouldn't recommend to all people. You okay, Tyler? A little sleepy?
I'm tired for some reason.
And you're working till midnight tonight, huh?
I know.
Ooh, baby. That's rough. Let's see. Other lifting tempos. I like holding at both ranges. So go a 1-2-1-2. So you hold at the top, lower for 2 seconds, hold for 1 second, lift for 2 seconds.
Okay.
And that one, it makes me concentrate a lot more. That one's a little bit more focused, because then I really have to think about which muscles are firing, and then that hold forces me to regather my stabilizers, really dig into my core a lot more. So I feel like that's a good lifting tempo as well. And that one, again, I mean, you're not... There's a common misconception, I think, that one lifting tempo is going to always get you one result, but by mixing it up, like we've said before, you're going to get a better result than if you were to just stick with one the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's sometimes where, Like chest press is a perfect example in the sense of I'll just, you know, down, up, down, up. Or then there's the times where it's I go down, I hold it, then I push it up. Down, push it up. You know, like you wait that split second. And it's instead of it, it also is that concept that I feel like momentum kind of helps you in the consistent movement form, where if you stop, it is the muscle that is doing a lot of the work.
Absolutely. And using that momentum too with like a jump squat or something, because jump squats are typically a plyometric exercise where you want to use the momentum and the tension held in your tendons and ligaments and muscles. So with a jump squat, you should be doing down jump, down jump, down jump, as opposed to a down hold, jump, down hold. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, both are good, but if I'm most of the time when I teach someone a jump squat, it's going to be at a quicker pace, so that they can really dig it up. I mean, it'll tire them out quicker, and make sure that they get that stretch reflex going. I think that's. I mean, do you have anything else that we should really cover as far as tempo goes? I mean, as far as safety, I would recommend a nice 2 to 3 second. On both, with a 1 second hold in between. If you're just starting out,
I was gonna say do the two, like you know, two up, two down, two up, two down, or like hold it for like a second.
Right, just get a quick pause in there. I think as far as safety goes, and then as you progress into weightlifting a little bit more, then you can start messing around with time and all that.
Yeah, I think tempo then becomes more of an effect.
Right, because your muscles are going to get used to the 2-2-2-2. So by mixing it up, that is a way you can change the stimulus on your muscles.
I concur.
All right, Big T, I got to get to a class I'm teaching, and you got to get to work.
Yes.
So we're going to get out of here, guys. Tyler, do you want to take us out?
Let's go with step.
Step aerobics. Fantastic. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you on Friday. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pick of girls. Oh, I'm a nash, one of grease in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. No, no. Did anybody say I'm in a hot tub? Knocked out, I'm in a hot tub, yeah. She calls his flat to tell him she loves him. Twist his ear.